is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info. 7 minutes past 8 o'clock, and my name is Ifeyemi Andrew. I'm sure we're all ready to have a wonderful conversation this morning. I'll tell us this. Over the weekend, we had political parties hold their congresses, the APC in Rivers State, the PDP across several other states in Nigeria. But that's not just what the conversation is going to be about, not just the congresses. Mind you, indirect mode was applied for the congresses because we had delegates that had to do the voting, at least for the various parties across the states that had their congresses. So now in Rivers State, yes, the PDP has a chairman. But the conversation for this morning really would have to go back to the directive of the Senate. And that's where we're building from, where it said compulsorily now, a political party seeking to nominate candidates for elections, elective positions should practice direct primaries. Now that has really raised a lot of issues, because many people have said that political parties have their own constitutions and how they operate, and it would be out of place for the Senate to say what political parties should do. Political parties have their own internal democracy. For those who do not know, there is a direct and indirect mode of conducting primaries. A direct mode is where you have the party members, everybody's involved. Indirect, you have delegates do the job. And even the governor of Rivers State aired his own views on it and said, well, it would be out of place for the Senate to decide for political parties how they should handle their internal business. Some other people have said that the Constitution supersedes any constitution of the land, and so political parties should be looking at trying to copy or imbibe or work by what the Senate is putting forward. Now, the old, I'll just read out a section of that, subsections. The old one says, a political party seeking to nominate candidates for elections under this act shall hold direct or indirect primaries for aspirants to all elective positions, which may be monitored by the commission, that's INEC. But the new one now says that a political party seeking to nominate candidates for elections under this bill shall hold direct primaries, completely taking away that of indirect. So it's direct primaries for aspirants to all elective positions, and the process should be monitored by INEC. Well, to help us talk about this and perhaps give us some clarity in the legal standings of all of this is a legal practitioner here in River State. Eugene Ode is on the line this morning. Hello, Mr. Eugene. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me now, Mr. Eugene?
Yeah, the line is a bit cracky, but we can manage.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome to the Morning Crossfire on Nigeria Info. So quickly, just the weekend, we had political parties hold their congresses. And we know that in Rivers State, for instance, the APC had its congress, and it was relatively peaceful. I think we have to note that, relatively peaceful, even though there have been talks that some people were not part of the process and all of that, which perhaps the party would know how they handle that. But most obvious was the indirect mode that was imbibed by the party, although we've had the Senate before now say direct primaries should be what aspirants should, parties should practice, especially when it has to do with elective positions. And that's what was said. From your point as a legal practitioner, let's just start from there. Does it make any sense for the Senate to instruct political parties on what to do, knowing that they have their own constitution on how they run their party?
First and foremost, let's correct the impression. What happened in Port Harcourt on Saturday wasn't a party primary.
What happened
in Port Harcourt was a statewide congress. It was a state congress of a political party seeking to elect their state officials. All right, that's different from holding the primaries. The primaries actually produce candidates for general elections. So what is happening right now in the APC nationwide is that the party is filling up vacant positions at the party levels, at the party ESCO levels, at the various wards, local governments, and state offices. So the way Amala, a party, runs their internal affairs has always been held by the Supreme Court to be the prerogative of the party. All right? So, and the procedures for selecting officers for those political parties are well laid out in the party's guidelines and party's constitution. Now, I'm aware that APC, for instance, has options of how their congresses are conducted, either directly or by indirect methods. And that also applies to how candidates of various elective positions emerge. Now, for the primaries, which I believe is where our interest lies this morning, where the National Assembly seeks to get involved. Well, we know that the National Assembly is not a political party. The essence of the National Assembly legislature is to make laws for good governance all over the country. And you and I agree that the selection process has always been the bane of our democracy over time. Well, you have the recruitment process being marred by all sorts of political gimmicks and antics by politicians. And that brings to mind one of the famous quotes by a very popular River State politician who I respect so much, you know, Prince Toye Prince Will, who often says that politics is too important to be left in the hands of politicians. And that underscores the need for greater participation by Nigerian citizens at all levels. You know, a situation where you have a few politicians coming together, form themselves into a clique, a group, and perpetuate themselves in power. You know, so that they seize, somehow they manage to use their money and resources to seize political machineries within political parties, and then foist candidates on other members of the parties, and by extension, foist Nigeria with a situation of fait accompli where whoever they choose or whoever they decide should be the party's flag bearer becomes the party's flag bearer, whether the people, whether he's by popular opinion or not. You know, so I think it's about time we begin to allow to deepen our democracy.
In other words, Mr. Aude, sorry to interrupt you. In other words, are you saying that political parties should don't have the legal standing to stick by their own internal party constitution over the directives of the Senate?
No, the point I'm making is this. The National Assembly can actually control the activities of political parties using their powers to amend extant laws like the Electoral
Act, like they have done,
and the Constitution.
Hmm.
Okay, so you know that there are some provisions of the Constitution and the Electoral Act that directly affect and control the affairs of political parties. All right? So, I don't know if they have passed it into law. If they have passed it into law, we should all welcome it, because it will be a good way of helping Nigerians to be actively involving party politics.
From your perspective, you think political parties would accept that? Because some of them are already saying that this might not see the light of day.
No, they have no choice. They have no choice. It's not a question of whether they accept it or not. It's a question of what the law is. If the Constitution has made it so, and the Electoral Act has made it so, it's incumbent on the political parties to key in, because if you do anything that is contrary to the Constitution and the Electoral Act, whatever you do becomes null and void, becomes a nullity. So if the National Assembly has, by law, made guidelines and regulations governing the conduct of internal running of political parties, all they need to do is to amend their own political parties to align with the Constitution and the extant laws governing electoral process, even within the political party. So they will grumble because, like I said, we've had over the years a situation where, you know, a group of politicians hijack party machineries, powerful politicians, they hijack internal party machineries to perpetuate themselves in power against the general wishes of the greater majority of Nigerians.
So are you implying then that if we have a direct mode of primary for political parties, it becomes impossible to hijack the process? Because let's also bear in mind that these politicians are followers. I can just apply the simple idea of one person controls 10 people. So if you influence one person, you technically have 10 people under you.
Yes.
So what happens with that structure as well?
If you have just a few delegates coming to decide who emerges as a party flag bearer, you can buy them off. And this is what has been happening over the years. You know, you have a few delegates who come in the name of selecting who is a flag bearer. You lodge them in one hotel, and then you pad their accounts with all, you know, with crazy sums of money, irresistible offers. And before you know what is happening, these people sell their votes to you, and then foist the country or foist the political party with a candidate who may within the political party or even within the environment.
So this has been the
problem. So, now we are already beginning to see the two major political parties aligning themselves, and the body language we see from these two political parties doesn't seem to resonate very well with Nigerians. And the kind of names we are hearing already, political parties putting forward, you know, to fight on the nation in 2023. Doesn't seem to augur well with the majority of Nigerians. So it will be in the interest of our country and democracy if every Nigerian is allowed to participate in the process of who emerges as a candidate within the political party, even before the general election. I think this is what the National Assembly is looking at. You know, feeling the pulse of the nation.
Is it really?
And trying as much as possible to reach out.
Is it really? Can we really say that the direct mode of primary can be very free and fair, not easily influenced? Because you have rightly pointed out that for indirect mode, you have just delegates, and these delegates can easily be bought. I mean, we also have, for instance, general elections where Nigerians come out to vote. Let's use that for instance. And we still see that even at that point where every Nigerian has the right to go vote and decide who should lead them, we have a situation where people are still bought. So if that's the case in the larger scale, like a general elections, what's the possibility that if we have a direct mode of primary for political parties, we would not also see one way or another where these politicians, in quotes, can still find a way to arm twist the process in their favor?
I told you that I didn't say it is impossible to manipulate the system if it is direct primary. I didn't say it is impossible. I said it becomes harder for them to manipulate the process. Don't forget, INEC is involved.
INEC has always been involved in every election, and we always know people still accuse them of not doing a good job most times.
People come to buy votes. It becomes very obvious at that point that, yes, malpractice is going on. In a situation where it becomes widespread, issues can arise that can nullify the process easily.
But that brings us to INEC now, because we've also had situations where vote buying has happened over the years, and it's still happening. Even we don't know, it might even still happen in the coming elections for sure. And in those situations, we still have people come out as winners of those elections. We don't still see people getting punished or any of such happen. And if that's the case, and then we're saying, okay, let's apply this mode for our primaries at the political parties, where we may still get to see vote buying, because that might be the next option for many of these, in quote, politicians that want to get to positions by all means. Where does that then leave INEC and the credibility that they should have? Because people would still look at the situation and say, oh, it's obvious that people bought votes for this primary zoo. But, I mean, we still have somebody emerging as a winner. What then happens? Do we solve the problem? Because it looks like the problem still remains.
Like I said, if you have just a few delegates, a politician who knows the number of people who are coming to nominate him as a candidate in indirect primary, will set aside money along that line.
Mm.
But what you know that you have is a larger number of people who are going to be voting you from different parts of the country.
Uh-huh.
It will almost be impossible for you to buy every vote.
Isn't that what we have because at presidential elections?
The
vote buying and earmarking money allegedly for vote buying, we still see same things in presidential elections, which is even larger.
to their general well-being politically. So I think you may have people willing to buy votes, but you also see people who are willing to sell their votes in subsequent elections going into 2023.
All right, Eugene Ode.
Because there's this hunger for change. And that hunger is real, it's genuine.
All right, Eugene Ode, thank you.
People have seen, we have done this thing so many times, and people have learned by experience how not to do it.
Okay.
So those who are stocking money thinking they'll be able to buy votes this time around, they might swallow their money by themselves.
All right, thank you very much for your time, but we have to go now on a short commercial. Well, thank you for being a part of the conversation. We know you have a very busy day. All right, just have a nice day. Thank you very much once again. Okay. Well, that's our first guest on the show. Eugene Ode is a legal practitioner and political affairs analyst. Well, you heard about it, direct, indirect. All of them come with their problems and issues. One way or the other, people say politicians still find a way to do what they want to do, which is to, in most cases, corrupt the system. Do you really think that a direct mode of primary will help? I mean, if you look at the Congresses, yes, the law doesn't say that Congresses are included in, you know, the direct mode of elections, but of voting, I beg your pardon. But, your Congress is held, and you would wonder, perhaps politicians can just do these things even without anybody saying, do it. Because it's taking the Senate to want to say, do direct mode before we see political parties look at whether or not they would consider it. But does it completely take away the problem? How fair, how free, how credible can a direct mode of primary be? Is another question that we have to ask. Well, you can send messages to WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. We're going to short commercial now. When we return, I have a political party member I'll be speaking with. He's from the APC, Sogbeye Eli. And he'll be talking to us as a party member, how he feels and what he thinks about the direct primaries, direct mode of primaries, and also, so far, the work that the APC conducted with regards to its Congress over the weekend. Stay tuned, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Good morning, still Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Welcome back from that short commercial. So we are having a conversation looking at, direct or indirect mode of conducting primaries. Just over the weekend, we had parties conduct their congresses. Many people ask, why wasn't the direct mode applied for the congresses? Why indirect? Because we had delegates handle the process. Some people were hoping that perhaps we would have seen some sort of, like many have said, INEC try the electronic vote transmission of results with Anambra elections. I think many would say political parties, just let's see how the direct would look like with your congresses, and perhaps we can just see who gets into those vacant offices that we have. In River State, the APC had its Congress. And on the show this morning, we'll be speaking with a member of the party. He's a member of the APC. His name is Sogbeye Eli. And he would be speaking with us this morning. Hello, good morning, Mr. Eli.
Good morning, Mr. Eli.
Yes, welcome. You're on to Nigeria Info.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. First off, congratulations to your party for a successful Congress you held over the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Well, what's your view about it, though? Because we hear that some members of the party were not part of the Congress.
Well, every member of the party could not have been part of the Congress, because it's a delegate election Congress. To that extent, every member of the party is not entitled to affect the Congress, especially a delegate elected at the World Congresses, or you are a statutory delegate by virtue of the former position or present position. Former and serving members of the House of Assembly were members of the party. Former and serving members of the National Assembly were members of the party. Former governors and such like.
Okay.
Statutory delegates. But also elected at the World Congresses, five per ward.
Okay.
So all members of the party were not supposed to be at the end of the Congress.
But doesn't that limit the participation of members of the party who have been working for the party? Many would ask, perhaps political parties should have considered test running a direct mode for this Congress and see how it works.
Well, that sounds possible and reasonable. The party constitution provides for three modes of election of officers or candidates for our party. We have the consensus mode, we have the direct primaries, or having parental marriage. Now, either one can suffice. But about myself, times, the one that comes to be applicable is the one that is captured in the guidelines of that particular election,
okay,
or that particular season. Okay? And even for the direct primary, what else it gives everyone, even the indirect that we talk about, delegates, at the what level, it is direct, everybody participates at the what level. Every member of the party, all it requires for you to participate is to have membership of the party authenticated, and you can vote. But moving up the ladder from the LG level, it becomes a delegate, and that's also the cut cost. Imagine having the state congress and having everybody participating at the same time. Where is the venue? Where can you kind of crowd?
The stadium. If parties conduct campaigns, election campaigns with a crowd, they use stadiums.
Well, I said something. When it comes to voting, it's not about crowds. It's not about campaigns now.
No, you said to accommodate the crowd.
Don't assume that your salary is possible. We don't move the entire existing membership across the Federation of Abuja, the national elective party. Is that possible? In terms of cost effectiveness, in terms of security, in terms of safety, in terms of comfort, is it possible to move the entire APC membership across Nigeria to put Abuja to elect the National Executive Committee of the party? Is it possible?
So is that are you saying that's one of the major reasons why political parties do not really practice?
Even in the United States, we voted by democracy from modern presidential system. After, in when the Democrats and the Republicans have their conventions, they delegates come there and vote. Not members, all members cannot come to where it's happening to vote.
Let me ask this question then. You mentioned three different modes: concessions, direct and indirect. Has there been a time where your political party or any political party, for instance, has decided to use a direct mode of voting?
In
recent times. I'm not looking at the ward levels now. For those major elective positions, local governments and the rest of them, or other offices in your Congress.
Possible in terms of logistics. That's why all parties can't do that.
If that's the case, why not just remove it from the party constitution then and just leave it at indirect and consensus?
No. Well, you have a point, but again, you know, this is not taking hold into stereotypes. Okay? Governance, functionality, and other factors are considered before they ever this thing. But basically, it's functional logistics. As you go up the ladder, you tend to reduce those who can participate. That's like why Nigeria is a country. We have a National Assembly. And they are speaking for us, they're correct. They're having a power. About as many of them to speak on their behalf. You cannot have everybody go to Abuja and speak as a deem fit. Somebody at some point in time will have to speak for you. That's the sense of delegating this thing.
Okay.
And it's for logistics, it's not It's not a very good economic sense.
Okay.
Because you want to have a democracy where everybody must react.
All right.
The delegates will speak on behalf of those who cannot go.
Okay. As a party member now, we know that the Senate is saying that, parties should, practice the direct mode, especially for elective positions. What do you think of the direct mode as a party member? What's your view on that? Do you welcome it? Is it something that should be welcomed?
I have no objections whatsoever to the direct modes for holding party primaries. All right? I have no objection whatsoever.
What benefits do you think it has?
Well, the benefit also the merit. The benefit that is it opens the base for broader participation. But again, the other side of it, apart from the logistic issues, can be very chaotic and can be very, very violent, or at least subject to violence. You know, by nature, politics is the game of interest. And by nature, also, some people are bad losers, okay? So no matter how many times you hold the election, I mean, in the play as well. They are not in the rebounds. And I will have the opportunity to come across. Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, so, by and large, that's very, very reasonable moves to activate a couple of situations. It also has it's terrible inherent.
Okay.
In this cover, we're not mature yet. We still vote along ethnic, religious lines. Among regional lines.
Isn't that something that we also find even for indirect primaries? We still see sore losers. We still see people who vote within those lines. I mean, these problems.
If it's a less direct primary, both the partition and the electoral process. Like in the question I have tried to identify now, we'll have 50% loyalties to ethnic groups, to region and regions. And then we're going to be imposing inadvertently what I want to call the dictatorship of the majority. Okay? Those who are from the majority ethnic groups will naturally keep behind candidates from the ethnic groups, who will naturally fall behind candidates from their religion, and the essence will be defeated. But we're not mature yet. We'll let them make any decisions about it. We're not mature at the point where our democracy is not built on values, right, on ideology, on principles.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you. You're saying we're not mature enough to that point. Technically, what you're saying is we're not mature enough to that point where we can allow everybody participate because you think that the basis on which they make their choice is still not mature enough.
I said the people abused by loyalty to other mundane interests. I'm going to have children of the majority. For instance, you have a best candidate. Let's use Dr. Bule Jonathan, for instance. Example. He arrived at Bujia in 2007 as the national delegate at the PDP convention and produced the flag bearer for the success of the Basita Rice. Some have faced mine at him and he became vice president. And now, for the first time in this country, somebody from the core minority in the Deep South became the vice president and then moved on to become the president. One faced mine at him further. If you put everything in one basket and say all Nigerians in the PDP can vote in Abuja, it's not an illegal power block remains enough. Don't forget, only Kano State they don't have 44 LGs. By the half day. But as soon as body comes to Abuja to vote, half of the amount of sometimes ever win. Also, you get the point where Nigerians will be dirty or assessed on the basis of quality of ideas, quality of exposure, quality of what we bring to the table. Nobody's interested. Like, I think both people are along the lines of ethnicity, on the lines of religion, and all sorts of mundane things that have set this country backwards. So, that's the bad side of that is from that another, asking people to. What I say as it sounds populist, it sounds like it's losing the people, but in the long run, the numbers that are abused by tyranny of the majority.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Sogbeye Eli. There's a lot more we could talk about, very many questions to ask, but we don't have enough time to accommodate all of them. But I think we can take home the fact that you said direct primaries, very okay, but then you cited cost and violence that could erupt and many other issues as why it's not being taken. For the indirect primaries, we've also seen that some of the things you've mentioned are also very predominant in the indirect mode of conducting elections as well, but then parties most of the time still choose to do the indirect instead. Everybody can come out with a way to manage the situation. So what about if you say it's a lesser evil, what about the greater good which the direct primaries will achieve with giving the people the proper meaning of democracy to choose their leaders by their own self? That's a greater good. So if
we're I will get there. My brother, I will get there. We'll cross the bridge.
Okay, all right.
Because we need up to this moment, to employ people on a quota basis. Up to this moment, people are having education disadvantages, having quota.
All right. Mr. Eli, we have to say thank you at this point. Really sad. But hopefully we get this to do this another time. But thank you very much for making time for us. And congratulations again to your party for the Congress.
Thank you very much.
All right, we don't have all the time in the world. I wish we could, but we can't. So the phone lines will just come up now, so you can call in and make your contributions on what you think about this direct, indirect conversation that we've been having with regards to the conduct of elections, of primaries for political parties. 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 0817923000 those are the phone numbers, and just remember you have a minute or less to make your point. But I'll just take some of the WhatsApp messages here. Hector says, Nigeria as a country has been experimenting political patterns and process recommended. For now, there has been no perfect system possible because of the rigid, corrupt nature of the political people in our society. However, let us continue to experiment till we adopt which one will be better. For years now, parties have tried indirect primaries, and it is very easy to manipulate the process. Let us try the direct one and see how difficult it will be for easy manipulation. Good morning, Hector Christopher. Someone says, good morning, presenter. Parties should key into the direct primary to elect their flag bearers, but it will be more transparent and acceptable if conducted by INEC. Austin's Clement sent in that one. Thank God. Atuegbu says, Andrew, top of the morning to you. Anyone against the direct primaries doesn't mean well for the people. This will kill or eliminate the imposition of unqualified candidates on the people. Direct primaries capital intensive, but it's a welcome development because it ushers in those with bright ideas and that will change the narrative we have been clamoring for. Another important thing is majority of the people, are they aware of what a bright idea is? I think it's a conversation that should be had as well. Let's look at Hysent is on the line. He's calling from Eleka here this morning. Good morning, Hysent. Straight to the point. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Andrew.
Yeah.
I would have really loved your guest to be around.
Yeah, something we don't have all the time. So maybe another time.
In the 2019 general election, The Congress that produced President Muhammadu Buhari as a candidate, Mr. Andrew, I'll put it up to you and to your guests that Congress
was direct.
A direct primary. So when you asked him the possibility of conducting a direct primary in other offices, and he said the possibility is not there, he should have been able to speak. How come the possibility was there in the 2019 primary that produced President Buhari? I know what he did then was that, yes, people were not gathered at the central point, but the primaries were conducted from the ward level, even from the unit level.
And then the results were sent.
And results were sent to the national center.
So thank you.
Why can't this be the same thing for the office of the national chairman, for the office of the state chairman? What they did on Saturday, yes, good and fine, they've conducted a primary and it has been successful. But the direct primary can also be adopted. If Hysent is a contestant, Hysent can be voted for by members of the party from their unit, from their respect. They don't need to gather at polo club. They don't need to gather at any stadium. Elections can be conducted from the unit and results sent to the state and winner announced.
All right, thank you very much, Hysent. You made your point.
The method that was adopted for President Buhari in the 2019 election
should be adopted,
made him a candidate for the party, can also be adopted. So you shouldn't tell us that the possibility of doing it.
Thank you, Hysent. You made your point already. Thank you very much. Let's see. Franco Confidence, the direct primaries would eliminate vote buying to a large extent, which is the core cause of electing incompetent leaders. This one says, I don't know when complaints will be minimized in our democracy. All legal processes are in place, yet we complain that it has been hijacked. That's politics all over the world. It's power, play, influence, and money. Stop complaining unnecessarily. Ogu sent in that one. This one says, direct primaries or indirect primaries for political parties won't solve anything because we have political markets in Nigeria. Political supports and votes are bought and sold. We have to go. I wish we could do more, but we have to go. Good luck. I guess take this call and then we wrap up. Hello, good luck. Good morning. Hello, good luck.
Hello.
Hello, good luck. Go ahead. Direct to the point. Thank you.
Good luck.
Yes, good luck from Omuma. Go direct to the point. Good morning.
Okay. Direct primary and indirect primary is not the issue. The most important thing is you as a contestant, how good you are, which people, various positions, what leadership is there that will speak for you? For example, yesterday, on Saturday, AP conducted Congress in Rivers, and very surprising by content. Now, what was the reason? The reason is when you are not popular, when you are not popular, it's complaining of mode of primary as going on direct or internet. So the most important we are having is leadership. When you are good, vote for you. It is
okay.
Of the mode of primary, whether direct or indirect.
All right, thank you. Good luck. When you're good, people will vote for you. But that's the much we can have on the show this morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Tomorrow is another day. And stay tuned. Jude will be in the studio soon to also give you more from Nigeria Info. Have a lovely morning. Bye-bye for now.